Blog Talk Radio.
Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
the Beatitudes. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. As something strange and new, these words fall upon the ears of the wondering multitude. Such teaching is contrary to all they have ever heard from priest or rabbi. They see in it nothing to flatter their pride or to feed their ambitious hopes. But there is about this new teacher a power that holds them spellbound. The sweetness of divine love flows from his very presence as a fragrance from a flower. His words fall like rain upon the mown grass as showers that water the earth. All feel instinctively that here is one who reads the secrets of the soul, yet who comes near to them with tender compassion. Their hearts are open to him, and as they listen, the Holy Spirit unfolds to them something of the meaning of that lesson which humanity in all ages so needs to learn. In the days of Christ, the religious leaders of the people felt that they were rich in spiritual treasure. The spirit of the Pharisee, God, I thank thee that I am not as the rest of men, expressed the feeling of his class and to a great degree of the whole nation. But in the throng that surrounded Jesus, there were some who had a sense of their spiritual poverty. When in the miraculous draught of fishes the divine power of Christ was revealed, Peter fell at the Savior's feet, exclaiming, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. So in the multitude gathered upon the mount, there were souls who, in the presence of his purity, felt that they were wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. They longed for the grace of God that bringeth salvation. In these souls, Christ's words of greeting awakened hope. They saw that their lives were under the benediction of God. Jesus had presented the cup of blessing to those who felt that they were rich and increased with goods and had need of nothing, turned with scorn from the gracious gift. He who feels whole, who thinks that he is reasonably good and is contented with his condition, does not seek to become a partaker of the grace and righteousness of Christ. Pride feels no need, and so it closes the heart against Christ and the infinite blessings he came to give. There is no room for Jesus in the heart of such a person. Those who are rich and honorable in their own eyes do not ask in faith and receive the blessing of God. They feel that they are full, therefore they go away empty. Those who know that they cannot possibly save themselves or of themselves do any righteous action are the ones who appreciate the help that Christ can bestow. They are the poor in spirit whom he declares to be blessed. Whom Christ pardons, he first makes penitent, and it is the office of the Holy Spirit to convince of sin. Those whose hearts have been moved by the convicting Spirit of God see that there is nothing good in themselves. They see that all they have ever done is mingled with self and sin. Like the poor publican, they stand afar off, not daring to lift up so much as their eyes to heaven and cry, God be merciful to me, the sinner. And they are blessed. There is forgiveness for the penitent, for Christ is the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. God's promise is, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. A new heart also will I give you, and I will put my spirit within you. Of the poor in spirit, Jesus says, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. This kingdom is not, as Christ's hearers had hoped, a temporal and earthly dominion. Christ was opening to men the spiritual kingdom of his love, his grace, his righteousness. The ensign of the Messiah's reign is distinguished by the likeness of the Son of Man. His subjects are the poor in spirit, the meek, the persecuted for righteousness' sake. The kingdom of heaven is theirs. Though not yet fully accomplished, the work is begun in them which will make them meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. All who have a sense of their deep soul poverty, who feel that they have nothing good in themselves, may find righteousness and strength by looking unto Jesus. He says, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He bids you exchange your poverty for the riches of his grace. We are not worthy of God's love, but Christ our surety is worthy, and is abundantly able to save all who shall come unto him. Whatever may have been your past experience, however discouraging your present circumstances, if you will come to Jesus just as you are, weak, helpless, and despairing, our compassionate Savior will meet you a great way off and will throw about you his arms of love and his robe of righteousness. He presents us to the Father clothed in the white raiment of his own character. He pleads before God in our behalf, saying,
amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening. Happy Preparation Day to each and every one of you. Just want to welcome you this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. And we will start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you ever so much for yet another preparation day, which means another Sabbath. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for bringing us here safely. Each and every one of us has been through our trials. We've been tempted, and yet we know by your power that we can be victorious and overcomer as we are striving to be each and every day. Please help us, strengthen us, bless us, guide us, and teach us how to be obedient, how to submit our will to your will, and how to trust in you with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind, and not to lead unto our own understanding, but in all our ways that we will acknowledge you as our Savior, Lord of Lords, our Redeemer, our Elder Brother, our Creator, our Savior, our High Priest, our Husbandman, our all in all, Alpha and the Omega. We thank you ever so much for being our Redeemer. Please bless each and every one that's on and those that will be joining us. May you hasten their footstep that they will be able to join us and be able to share in your goodness, in your mercy, in your love, and that we all may talk of your goodness and not of the sorrows and trials, but if we do talk about them, may we pray over them and surrender them to you, Lord. Bless our friends, bless our family in a marked way, our neighbors, even our enemies. Be with them in a special way. They need you. Help us to pray for them and to point them to you, because even us, we was like them at once, didn't know you, didn't have a relationship with you, but now we have gotten to know you as our personal Savior, and we thank you. Bless our speaker, and bless those who are joining by the internet also. We pray that you will be with them also. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Blessed Preparation Day. What a hot day. What a hot week it has been. Tedious week, but God saw us through, and we're here to give him praise and glory and honor. Amen. So, again, I just want to thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters that are joining us. Please press 1, because after I finish reading, I will open the line for about 2 minutes to share of your testimonies. Today's Preparation Day, we're doing it a little different. About 2 minutes to share of your testimony, and if you have a song, a Sabbath song, a song bringing in the Sabbath, about 2 standards, if time permit. We can do more, but at least 2 standards of a Sabbath song. And again, I just want to thank you for joining us. And the reading is taken from Patriots and King. Patriots and King. This is page 174. Well, it starts at 173 through 174 and also 180.1, Patriots and King. And it reads, Through Moses, the Lord instructed the Israelites, verily, my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generation, that ye may know that I am the Lord that does sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generation for a perpetual covenant. That means a continual, it doesn't end. Continue reading. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. That's what the Lord said. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. Not because he was tired, because he's showing us that this body that he created, he wanted to set us to set aside one day to be refreshed and to commune wholehearted with him and with each other. Continue reading. In these words, the Lord clearly defined obedience as the way to the city of God. But the man of sin has changed the signpost, making it point in the wrong direction. He has set up a false Sabbath and has caused men and women to think that by resting on it, they were obeying the commandment of the Creator. So that means on resting upon the wrong Sabbath, which they call Sunday. And basically, people don't really rest on it because they do all manner of things and work and drink and go out and eat and everything that, that is not right. But one more line, verse, sorry. God has declared that the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. When the heavens and the earth were finished, he exalted this day as a memorial for his creative work, resting on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified. Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. And again, this is Patriots and King. So may the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, and may we remember to rest on the Sabbath. May we remember the creator of the Sabbath and to commune with him and to spend time with him. Amen. So again, thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining us. Please press 1 if you would like to share. This is sharing time, brothers and sisters. We want everyone to share and to sing a Sabbath song and to share in the testimony at least 2 minutes. I will go ahead and open the line for 518-482. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to you and all on the line this evening. I want to begin by singing this song, Welcome, Welcome, Day of Rest. I'm going to sing 3 verses, allow the three verses, right, Sister Carla? Yes. I'm going to sing 3 verses of this song. Welcome, welcome, day of rest, to the world and kindness given. Welcome to this humble breast, as the beaming light from heaven. Day of calm and sweet repose, gently now thy moments run, bound to soothe our cares and woes, till our labor here is done. Welcome, welcome, day of rest, with thine influence all divine. May thy hallowed hours be blessed, to this waiting heart of ours. Okay. This is the day of rest, our failing strength renew, on weary brain and troubled breast, shed thou thy freshening dew. Holy righteous Father, we come before you this evening thanking you for another Sabbath. We are blessed, the Father, to just to be here on this line this evening. And I want to give God praise and thanks for keeping me safe during the week. He was with me, and not only with me, all of us in our going out and in our coming in. And as we gather here to welcome your holy Sabbath day of rest, Father, we seek a blessing. And may you give us all who comes on this line this evening a blessing, that we will enjoy these Sabbath, holy Sabbath hours, and that at the end we will be so blessed that we will feel the difference when we face another new week. Thank you, God, for Sister Carla and all who are leading out on this program, Father. I pray that you will bless them. Bless the youths, Lord, and help them to see the need of coming on and praising you and welcoming your Sabbath, Father. Because they are out there in the world, Father, we don't know what they are coming in contact with. And we pray that they will see, open their eyes, Lord, open their minds, that they may be able to return to you. Those who are out there, Lord, we pray that you will take care of them. And as we are about to usher in your holy Sabbath day of rest, may we indeed be blessed. And all who come on this line this evening, in Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. I would say to change a sinner, you know, to change a sinner into a Christian is a miracle. It's a miracle of what? It's a miracle of God's grace. The entire life is altered, and he is a new man. But this only happens because the man continually remains close to Christ, prays to him, read the Bible, and continually look to him for guidance and in everything that he does. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. And I will stop right there and thank God already. I thank God for this Sabbath day of rest and all who are coming on the line and all who will contribute and all who will not contribute. I ask the Lord to bless all of us, so we can have a wonderful Sabbath. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for keeping me. Thank you for all that you have been doing in the past years and will continue to do by God's grace, because it's only because of God's grace that we all are here. Thank you. Happy Sabbath to one. Happy Sabbath to all. Thank you, Sister Carlo.
Amen.
For opening my line.
Praise
God bless
Lord.
You.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Thank you, Sister Campanelli. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice and your songs of meditation and praise to the Lord. And it's because of God's mercy that we are not consumed. It's nothing that we have done. We are nothing. We're dust, you know. If he takes away our breath, we are gone. So it's because of his mercy that we are still here. And many of time, many people praying at us fail to give him thanks throughout the day. And prayer without ceasing, that means every day, every minute, every hour, having a thought or a prayer or a song or something about the Lord in your mind, and you keeping the Lord, you know, keeping heaven on your mind. Your thoughts are heavenwards and not earthly. So thank you again, Sister Continelli, for sharing. I'll go to the next caller. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Calling us, 518-951. Your line is now open.
Good evening, my dear beloved Sister Carla.
Amen.
And my brothers and sisters on this land. This is Sister Powell. I know it's not the Sabbath yet fully, but I just want to welcome everyone and also thank God for this blessed preparation day that he has given unto us. It's a blessing when we can prepare ourselves, get ourselves ready to usher in the Sabbath. God is so good. He's so great. My dear beloved, I thank God for forgiving me of my sins. I thank God that I can see and I can feel his presence, that he is with me, as he had promised us in his word. I will never leave you nor forsake you, and I will never see my children begging bread. So I want to thank God for these promises. I have some experiences, and my dear brothers and sisters on this line, it is a wonderful thing to trust God. It's a wonderful thing to feed upon his word. And it's a wonderful thing that we can help our brothers and our sisters who we see in need. And I just encourage everyone, do not let a person call and let them and tell us that they are in need. The Holy Spirit will bring it to our attention, and there we are, have to ask the Lord to help us, that we will be obedient to respond to the Spirit when he talks to us. So God is good. He is so worthy to be praised. My dear beloved, I am telling you, there was a brother, wonderful brother that we had. Years gone by. We still have, because he's still in the land of living. But when I look at that brother's life and to saw what I saw, what he has done during these years, and my dear beloved, I never saw that brother one day hungry, one day disrespectful word, always be joyful, always be helping, always be kind and tender-hearted. And especially how I saw that brother who is with that compassion, especially for the youth, and when the youth came in from different neighborhood, how he responded with those children, those young people, say that it was his home. And my dear beloved, he took sick, right? And he was in the hospital. I heard about the situation. So one of my other dear son community, I have so many children, Sister Carla, one of my community son called unexpected and told me that he was going to look for that dear beloved brother. And I said, yes, I will go, because that's who I will be traveling and asking for prayer for that. I said, maybe I don't have the chance to go. Well, my dear beloved, we went. When we went into the hospital at his bedside, I saw he lie down well dressed, because it seems like they were going to transport him to another place. And his hand was just like when I knew that brother while he were praying. If he is standing, his hand is full, and he is in that prayer mood. He lie on that bed on his back, and the lips was moving, his eyes were closed, and he was praying with. And I said to my son, I said, you know what? He is praying. His face was lit up. He looked. I'm telling you, when you look at him, you saw the presence of God. God, God, his character, God's character of righteousness was with a brother. So when we went to the nurse, because we didn't want to wake him, so went to the nurse, and she came in, and she called his name and caught him. So he woke up, and when he opened his eye, and when he looked and he saw us, he said, Sister Powell, oh, praise be the Lord. And also the other brother, he called the name, and he was so joyful. You saw the joy, you know, right through him that we were there. And he was just sharing and saying, how are we doing? You know, he is a sick person, my dear beloved, on that day. And he was just sharing the goodness of God, that it is in God's hand. He shared a little thing with us, and it is in God's hand to support. I'm not worried. God is able. God loves me, and I love the Lord. And I am leaving everything in God's hand. So we prayed after 12 was prayed, my dear beloved. And you know what? All I saw with that visit, right? that compassion, that love for Christ, you know, that holiness of that brother, that despite of he's going to move to a nursing home, you know, that brother was at peace and that brother was just, you know, praising God, you know, for what God has done. And he did determine that he ventured over and over. God knows best what he is doing. So, my dear beloved, despite of the problems, the trials, the sickness, the pain we are going through, you know, if God is in the vessel, he will calm the storm. So I just thankful to know that we were able. So I'm asking my prayer line here to continue to pray for Brother Allen. His name, I can call out his name. Pray for Brother Allen, you know, that God will, you know, continue to pour his blessings upon him, and he will be able to give praises and bring honor to God because of the work and the faithfulness of that brother. Allow us to see that, you know what, he is a part. He is with God, and he's been obedient to do God's will. So, my dear beloved, another testimony of praise, my dear beloved. Even 2 minutes, Sister Carla, you said, but you know what? The praise is so, I am telling you. I was listening to a program today, and my dear, it brings joy in my heart, tears in my eyes, you know, when I listen to this prayer. It was a Boston, a Buffalo drugs dealer, I think, right? And he met the Lord, Sister Carla, and each one of us on this line, you know. He had shared his testimony of what was happening on the street, you know, because a drug man all over the street, what he has done, how much time he got shot, and all these things. I'm just running it fast, right? And this guy, right, the last account they have, it was when he got a shot with in his stomach, and there were so many stitches in the stomach, he didn't know what to do. And also his wife, you know, was a Jew, not Jehovah, Jew, one of Jehovah, I think it's Jehovah Witness, something like that, a Salvation Army. She belongs to that, and she were planning, you know, of his lifestyle to leave the relationship. And my dear beloved, God, he said, while he was in the bed at the first time in pain and ache, there was a wonderful young lady came in as the nurse, and she was so joyful. She was so happy and calm and, you know, compassion. And the young lady said, you would like me to pray with you. And she prayed for him. And he said when he prayed, he felt that joy, that peace in his mind. He said all he was talking about Jesus, how he fell in love with Jesus. And after that, my dear beloved, he went home, and also his whole lifestyle was changed from that drug cure that he was doing. He and his wife make up it, and the wife saw him at home cooking, washing, reading his word. There was no more fuss and no more fight, no more street going on the street to do his thing, till he finally, right, decided to the Lord. He went to a church, and when he went to a church and the pastor was preaching, and while he was preaching, Lord, he felt that peace, you know, and he was just shouting, praise the Lord. And as a young man, lift up his hand to the Lord, giving thanks. And my dear, all some young men who was on the street, you know, saw the change in him and joined him. And he said he brought a lot of those men on the street. And right now he is giving praise, honor to God, and going out there. I think he has his music where he still do the music, right, and drawing these young men. And I just said, praise the Lord, thank God. So I'm asking again, let us pray for those street guys and those who accept Christ and really doing the work to draw the young men off the street. Yes, Sister Carla, thank you for to be patient listening to my praise report. God is good, God is great, and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you, my dear.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing, Sister Powell. What is the gentleman that was in the hospital, what is his name again?
Brother Allen.
Brother Allen. Okay, then. Yes, Brother Allen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Paula. If you are available, I'll come back to open your line for prayer. Praise the Lord. What a beautiful testimony. God has his people all over the world, and he's using us knowingly and unknowingly to bring others into the fold. So let us be faithful, and let us continue to press forward and not to give up, you know, our sharing, our reaching others, our praying for others. You know, it took Moses, 40 years to change. It took people some years to change. So, you know, if you see your loved one not changing yet, still whatever going on the street, whatever they're doing, continue to pray and be faithful, and God is able. So, again, thank you for that testimony, Sister Powell. I'll go to the next caller. Again, good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. Go ahead and open the line for 985-232. Your line is now open. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for all my sisters and brothers online. Thank God for us watching over us and waking us up to today so that we can be a part of the Advent light, bringing in the Sabbath. I just want to thank God that he's a good God and a blessed God, because he's doing miracles on all the people that's in the hospital that I know. Some are leaving, but nonetheless, some are coming out, or he's doing a good job. Because I got my daughter she was a caretaker of the girl, the sister. The baby is a few months old, a couple months old. She has some type of disease she developed, and she's in the hospital, and she had surgery, bad surgery, and she's still not out of the woods yet. So I just want to ask prayer for the baby. The baby named Z Marie, and you know, and God is good, and we had other people in there that the Lord has been doing a good job. And we just thank the Lord, and I heard Sister Powell just this morning. So God is good, you know, and he knows what to do. You just, you know, call him up. And people have been praying on Facebook for the baby and lifting the baby up and all the other people. But, you know, God is good. You just call him up. And some people, as you know, they just met their course. The course run out, and it's over, it's over. So God knew what to have to do. And I have a friend, best friend of mine, mother died. She's, I think it's just 89, so, or 97. But, you know, she done ran her course, and she did a good job. She was a sweet lady. So it's actually condolences. So I just want to read a quick prayer and get old. Dear Lord, we love the wonderful world you have created. Thank you for its beauty and all the provision you've created within it. In Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, and I just want to ask for prayer for our Advent prayer line wars and all the ones on and off, and pray for the sick and the homeless and everywhere else, and just keep all us in prayer, and God bless you. Thanks for my line, Sister Carla, and Sister Powell and Brother Neil. We just love the meeting we have. We, me and Brother John talk about, wish we could meet again.
Praise
like
the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother John.
Yes, Brother John from home in Louisiana. I'd like to say hello to everybody and hope you're having a blessed day or night or whatever part of the, you know, whatever part of the world you're in right now. So just want to hope you're having a blessed time and know God's watching over you like he's watching over all of us. And as always, I just want to give God thanks for his mighty blessings and things like that. And just want to say that I want to just keep myself, you know, up to, like I said, into the word. And that way I want to try to make anyone that meets me, you know, happy to know me. That's the way I want to live. I want to keep living my life like that. Because I know a lot of people I meet, I'd be so happy that I met them. And I just want to be the same way, reflect the same way when people meet me. They're glad that they met me too, you know. And love conquers all. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda and Brother John, for coming on. It is so true, my brother. We want to be Christ-like. So when people meet us, see us, they remember, you know, the love of Jesus. They will have something good to say, and they will want to know, you know, why do we have this love or this joy or whatever it is that we have, this peace, and that they will come to know that it's because of God and his love for us. So, again, thank you both for sharing, and may the Lord continue to bless you and your ministry, because there's a lot of souls to meet, to reach, and, you know, people to meet. Wherever we are, we're supposed to be light. We're supposed to be bright stars to share. We're supposed to be the salt of the earth to share with others, starting with our family first and, you know, our communities and those that we meet. So praise the Lord. Okay, I'll go to the next caller. Thank you for joining us. 225-337, your line is now open.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola. Sister Carla, I like to sing stanzas, but I'm going to sing the refrain one time because such a blessing in this song. There shall be showers of blessings. I'm going to do 1, 3, and 4. There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drop round us or fall in. But for the showers we plead, there shall be showers of blessing. Send them up on us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing. Come and now honor thy word. There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we confess in, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drop round us all falling, but for the showers we plead. I'm thanking the Lord because the showers of blessing are falling upon us, brothers and sisters, because we was able to see this Sabbath, this holy day, and that God has granted to us. So I'm grateful to be able to be here on this Sabbath and to be able to witness to someone. I want to thank God for all of the praise, all the testimonies, and just praise him that he's going to continue to be with us throughout this Sabbath weekend. Amen. Open my line.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. God is good, and he's truly worthy to be praised. And again, just want to thank each and every one of my brothers and sisters who has joined us. I'll go to the next caller. It's always a blessing to pray and to sing and to make a joyful noise unto the Lord and to talk of his goodness, because he is worthy to be praised no matter what we're going through. We're still here in the land of the living to give our Lord praise and thanksgiving. So 518-650, your line is now open.
Hello, good afternoon. Good, happy Sabbath. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. And I would like to sing two verses of Safely Through Another Week. Safely through another week, God has brought us on our way. Let us now a blessing seek, waiting in his courts today. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. Day of all the week the best, emblem of eternal rest. May the gospel joyful sound conquer sinners, comfort saints. Make the fruits of grace abound, bring relief to all complaints. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee. Thus may all our Sabbaths be, till we rise to reign with thee. And I'm reading Deuteronomy 5, verses 13 and 14. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. Safely through another week, O God, you have brought us on our way. And this evening we come seeking a blessing from you, dear God. Thank you for your holy Sabbath that you have sanctified, you have blessed, and you have set it apart as a holy day. Help us to keep it holy, O God, to meditate on you, to forget about the cares of this life and all that is going on around us, and to keep our mind heavenward, O God. Because without you, Lord, there's nothing we can do. Father God, forgive us of our sins. Search us, O God, and know our heart. Try us and know our thought. And Lord, if there are any wicked ways in us, O God, take it away, O God. Father, we want to be like you in mind, body, and spirit, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, from all sin, from all impurities, O God. This world is not a good world, O God, because the world you made it to be because of sin. Everything is happening, O God, so rapid. O God, everybody is just for themselves, thinking about themselves and themselves alone. But God, help us to be our brother's keeper, to do what we can to help others, O God, to share, and Lord, to depend on you. Because without you, Lord, there's nothing we can do, because man's heart is like a stone. So Father, please clean us up, O God. You know everything about us, Lord. You created us, and we are living in this sinful world. And because of sin, O God, we tend to sin each day and to do things that is sinful. So, Lord Jesus, when we're supposed to do good, we're doing bad. And when we're supposed to do bad, we are doing worse bad. But, God, have mercy upon us, O God. Wash us, cleanse us, purge us, anoint us, purify us, O God. Take away the selfishness from us. and this pride from us, oh God, and the thing that is unlike you, God, you do not like it. So, Father Jesus, please, Lord, help us to be wholly thine, O God. We lay all our plans at your feet. Use us in your service. Abide with us and let everything we do be done according to your will. O Lord, bless every mother, every father, every child. Bless our families, O God. All our families, you know them, Lord. I'm asking you to bless each and every one on this prayer line this evening, along with our families. We put them before you in a special way, dear God. Please, Jesus, have your way in their life and let everything be done according to your will. Lord, whatever they plan, Lord, let it be your plan and let it be done the way you want it to be done. Oh, Father, be with every mother, every father, every child, all over the world in diverse places. God, I'm praying for each and every one because so many things are happening. This evening there are plenty who do not have dinner, oh God. But Heavenly Father, provided, send your angel to bring food for them, God. You know everything. So some have so many throwing away, and some do not have any. But, oh God, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. I put everything into your hand this evening, Lord. I have more than to spare, oh God, and could share. But, Lord, if there's any that need, please, Jesus, send them to knock on my door. Lord, help us to be faithful. Help us to be thankful. Oh, God, so many things are going on, but, Lord, only you know. So, Father, take over this evening. Lord, lead the way, guide the way, protect the way, and help us to be like you in mind, body, and spirit. Help us to put away everything from us that you do not like, oh God, and to be clean so that you can send the Holy Spirit to tabernacle with us. Oh Jesus, come to our home, oh house. God, we need you in our house to encamp round about us, to beat back all the dark things and to let the bright light shine so that others can see you shining to us. Lord, continue to have your way, Lord. Continue to let your will be done. Lord, thank you for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I am so grateful for everything you have been doing for me and my family, dear God, because no one else could do it. Thank you for your keeping care, for your tender mercy, for your love, for your guidance, for your protection. Father, thank you. Thank you for all you have been doing for each and every one of us on this prayer line. Let your angel encamp round about us. Beat back all the darkness and let your light shine so that others may see you shining to us. Thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. I pray and I give you thanks, Lord, as you speak. Come to speak tonight, dear Jesus. Let the speaker may not be seen, but let you be seen in the speaker. And the word that he speak, oh God, let everything come from your throne. With your mouth, oh God, speak to the speaker. And let everything be done to your will, to you in order, and the way you want it to be done. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering. Thank you for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, and what you continue to do. I pray and I give you thanks in the precious and holy name of Jesus Christ with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for coming on and sharing it. And also thank you for that prayer. It's always a blessing to pray and to put our petition and pray for others and, you know, just lift them up. So I'll open Sister Powell line for another brief prayer. You know, there's power in prayer. And brothers and sisters, those that have joined us late, please come and share Sunday evening or Thursday. Please come and share if you did not get a chance to share this evening. So I'll open Sister Powell line so that she can give us our last prayer. Your line is now open, Sister Powell.
Yes, thank you, Sister Carla. No, my dear beloved, we heard the prayer requests and also the prayer that our sister lifted up. Now we're asking you, please, if you can bow your head, that we have a brief prayer before we go into the message. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. You are so good. You are so great. You are worthy to be praised. You have listened and you have heard the requests, Lord, of your dear sister, who lifted up us, every one of us, our burdens, our cares, Lord, to you. And we thank you this evening, this blessed Sabbath evening, that we have that blessed assurance that you promise you will hear and you will answer our prayer. We thank you for where you are in the most holy sanctuary now. And as we come, dear Father, we all agree with the requests, Lord, of each and every one, and the praise report and the testimony and the songs and the reading of the word, Lord Jesus. We just want to say to you where we would be. And now, dear Lord, we thank you for this setting, Advent Light, Lord. We thank you for our brothers and all our sisters. We lift up the babies, the young people, Lord Jesus, on this line again. And especially Anne Marie, that little baby, dear Father, that mom is in the hospital, Sister Brenda, Lord, and also Sister Brenda family, and all those who, Lord, is going through the mourning and grieving at this time. We ask you to comfort them again and allow your spirit to reign in their hearts. So this evening, dear Father, we present the speaker to you, not the speaker word we will be listening to, but we will be listening to the word coming straight from you, that fresh bread from heaven, Lord Jesus. Allow us, dear Lord, that we will receive it, and not only receive it, but we will also share it. We thank you for the life that you have changed, Lord, a life of crookedness and to a life of giving Christ the praise and to love you, Father. So we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless that young man, Lord, who is working for you and drawing others to you. And also, Lord, we lift up our dear brother Hallin to you, that brother in the nursing home, and also his wife. We ask you, dear Father, for that comfort and that peace that passes all understanding. So bless us, we pray. Bless the speaker again, we pray. And we thank you for accepting us as sons and daughters. Forgive us of all our many sins, we pray, in Jesus' loving name, the thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for that prayer. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining us and for all the prayers and all the thanksgiving and testimonies and praise reports. So glad to hear each and every one of you, and those that are joining us via the internet. We welcome you from Netherlands, Canada, Japan, China, the Caribbean, and here in the United States. And wherever you may be at this time or listening to this rebroadcast, we just want to thank you, and may the Lord truly bless you. Now I'll go ahead, welcome Sister Katie also. May the Lord continue to bless you and Brother Eli and family. Now I'm going to open the line for Brother Ricardo and his lovely wife, Samantha, 610-704. Your line is now open.
Good evening, Sister Carla. Happy Sabbath.
Amen. Happy Sabbath.
All right. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Safe is through another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. We can come before the Lord presence. Beloved, I'm just asking you to pray for me because I'm telling you the enemy is fighting. I'm telling you, it is not easy when you try to live up to God's standard. The enemy is wrath. So I'm asking each and every one of you in the hearing of my voice to remember to keep me in prayers. The enemy is fighting, but we are soldiers of Christ. We must not give in. Discouragement may come, but we must hold up the banner of Christ. Amen. Because if Jesus encourages disciples and say, be of good cheer, for I have overcome. Sometimes our spirit is down, beloved. We need to play the songs, play the hymns, because sometimes you don't have the strength and the energy and the desire to read the word of God. you have to talk to yourself. When David was down, when David was discouraged, when no one dared to call, when no one to pray, the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. So brothers and sisters, sometimes you can't find family, not even wife or husband or children, but you need to encourage yourself in the Lord. Why David encouraged himself? Because David remembered the past experience what God had done for him in the past. David remembered what God had done for him, the breakthrough, the prayer, the answer. Oh, God, provide for him, beloved. These are David's testimony, and these things strengthen him. We are told that we are being overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, the testimony of what Jesus has done for us, the trials that we go through, and so we can testify of his goodness. So let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. And sometimes, Lord, we have this spirit of heaviness. But, Lord, you give us the jar, the oil, which is represent the Holy Spirit. And if I know one of my brothers and sisters, they are done, whatever here, Lord God Almighty, whatever demon is trying to oppress, to bring doubt, oh God, we rebuke and we bind and we cancel and renounce all of these evil spirits, oh God, that try to oppress your people in these last days. We ask him to have a mercy upon us, oh God, and if any occult curse or any free mercy curse or any generational curse, oh God, or any financial curse, oh God, we come against all these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I present my brothers and sisters before your presence an Advent prayer line, oh God. We come against the spirit of separation, oh God, the spirit of manipulation, the spirit of disorder, the spirit of contention, oh God, that's over and over my brothers and sisters' life, Lord. We come against the demon of separation of husband and wife, Satan, the blood of Jesus Christ against you. We bind you, we renounce you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against the spirit of dumbness, the spirit of laziness, the spirit of slumberness. We come against you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father in heaven, you see your people. You see your people, they are bombarding with the spirit, all these spirits of addiction, the spirit of worry. We come against you. We bind you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ against you, Satan. Take your flight and leave God's people. We come before God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, we call on fire from heaven, fire from with the Holy Ghost to burn out every evil spirit, oh God. We address these spirits of witchcraft, spirits of necromancy, oh God of mighty. We come against the spirit, marine spirit, oh God, on this prayer line. Any spirit, Lord God Almighty, that's bombarding your people, or plague your people, or put your people in prison, Satan, the blood of Jesus Christ, leave God's people, leave. You are defeated foe. We trample you under our feet. Lord, you say you have given us power to trample scorpions and serpents, oh God. We come against all of these spirits. Lord, you promise us in your word that we are the head and not the tail. You promise us, oh God, for it is written, we are above and not beneath. For it is written, shall not borrow. We shall not beg, but we shall borrow, oh God. Lord, for it is written, oh God, for you said, before we call, you answer, and while we are speaking, you hear, oh God. For it is written, oh God, you say you are the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for you, oh God? Lord God Almighty, you say it is written, without faith it is impossible to please God, but them that come to God must believe. Advent light to this. On this evening and Vesper day, which is the preparation day, which we call the Sabbath day, today, remember that God draw his throne close to her, especially in the Sabbath day. Remember that today God is more willing, Advent light, to hear your prayer. Advent light, remember that God is more willing to hear your request, hear your complaint, plead your case before the Lord, because he wants to set you free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We call on Sheriff Him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We call on the angel Gabriel to send message to God's people. We call angel with fiery sword to come against these demons that are afflicting God's people in these last days. Well, God, for you say, for it is written, you never give us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. Lord God Almighty, we come against the spirit of poverty. Lord God Almighty, for it is written, David said, I never see the righteous forsaken and begging bread, oh God. Lord, for you say in the word, it is written, we shall not die but live, declares the word of God. Lord, you said there is power in your word, and I'm proclaiming your word over your people to set your people from demon oppression, demon of torment, oh God, demon of disbelief and unbelief, demon of doubt, we come against you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bind you, we reject you, we renounce you, we break all of these evil altars that come against your people, oh God. All of these evil altars, witchcraft, known and unknown, familiar spirit, will come against you, we reject you, we bind you. Jesus Christ is our high priest. We give our life to Jesus, Lord. I present your people before your presence, because many of your people, they come on the prayer line and they come this time. But Lord, this evening, oh God, you are leading me to pray for your people. Lord, we are calling on heaven and earth. We are calling on the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Have mercy upon us, oh God, for we have sinned. For we have gone astray, oh God. For we have backslid. For we have been rebellious, oh God. Lord, have mercy. For we have not acknowledged our sin. We have acknowledged our sin of our ancestor, oh God. Lord, you say we must not be like the other nations to follow and worship idols, oh God. Lord God Almighty, some of us, we are born and we do not know how, why we are struggling out of difficulty because of our forefathers, oh God. Curses that passed down from our great-great-grandparents. But Lord God Almighty, we renounce it, we reject it, we cancel it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every curse that pronounced, every negative and bad word that pronounced over my brothers and sisters on this prayer line, Lord, we cancel it, we break it in the mighty name of Jesus with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, brothers and sisters, let us say we are free in Jesus' mighty and powerful name. We are free by his blood, by his stripes. We are healed by his blood. We are set free, for he has delivered us from the power of darkness. For he has delivered us from torment. For he has anointed us to preach the gospel and to set the captive free and to bind up the broken heart and rent life. Jesus Christ, give us power in heavenly places. Why we don't claim all of these powers, beloved, we have power to rebuke and to cast out demons. We have power to set the captive free. We have power to restore the sick. Beloved, let us claim these powers, because Satan is robbing us of our blessing, and we have a high calling on our life, each and every one of us on this prayer line. You are special to Jesus Christ. You are a practical to man and angel. Let us claim these powers, beloved. Let us not be a dwarf anymore, but let us lift up our head and know that we have a high priest. We have a God that sits high and looks low. We have a God who cares about us. He said, the thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of peace as a life, not to let your head down in the ground, not for you to grumble and complaining, but to give you a prosperity way, prosperity, beloved. God wants you to prosper us. In these last days, we bind up every spirit of grumpiness, spirit of loneliness, we come again, bind you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Brothers and sisters, you are free in Jesus' name. We need to ascertain these costs, ascertain these curses of our life. Why are we cannot get along? Why are we not cannot go further, beloved? Because of these things, these issues, beloved. The Bible says, for my people, they are dying for lack of knowledge, perishing. That's why, beloved, we need to study our word. There is power in the word. When you read upon God's word and you proclaim it and when you memorize it and you speak the word of God over your life, you are breaking addiction, breaking curses that you do not beloved, beloved, the songs, beloved, when you sing the songs, you created an atmosphere. Satan cannot be in your presence, beloved. Jesus, give us these tools, beloved. We need to put on the whole hammer on ourselves, the hammer over our children, the hammer over our family members. We need to use these weapons, beloved, and the greatest weapon, the most powerful one, the one is prayer, beloved. Nothing can interfere with us, beloved. No demon of fear can affect your prayer, beloved. When your prayer life is right, beloved, God will work things in your behalf like never before. He said, call upon me and I will show you great and mighty things, things you know nothing of. Whatever illness, whatever sickness, whatever disease that you are going through, beloved, it could be a demon. But, beloved, I want you to reject and cancel and renounce that demon and call that demon by his name. In other words, we know Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming, beloved. When Jesus sent out his disciples, the first word he gave them to call for demons. Seventh-day Adventists, you don't believe these things. A lot of God's people, people coming to church sick and feeble, weary, coming to church of an expectation, coming to church, amen. They want to be relieved. They want to be set free. Coming to church, living the same the way they come. But, beloved, you need to know these things. You are not. We are not fighting with each other. We are fighting with demons. When the wind blows, can you see it? We cannot see the wind, but you feel it. You see what the wind do. Break down trees, tear off rooftops. This is what these demons are working, beloved. Working to destroy you and our life. Destroy our health. Remember, the Bible says Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. This is what Satan is, our enemy. And beloved, when we hate Satan, and when we hate sin, and when we hate temptation, then you can be set free in Jesus' name. There is power in Jesus' name. You are not a handicap. You are free. You are a child of God. Do not speak negative words over your life, beloved. Every evil negative words that you speak over yourself, over your children, I want you to renounce it. I want you to reject it. I want you to go on your knees and say, Lord, have mercy. Remember, the Bible said there is life and death in the power of the tongue. Beloved, there are some things that speak over us in the past, and I want you to ascertain these thoughts, because this could be your failure. This could be your downfall in these last days, and I want you to go back and go on your knees, acknowledge these sins, and beloved, these things, and reject them, and cancel them, and break down these evil altars, beloved, in Jesus' name. We can't say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. No, beloved, we need to know what is warfare prayer. What I'm teaching you warfare prayer. I want you to address the demon. If you have a demon of lust, you need to say, hey, demon of lust, you I'm talking to, you are destroying my manhood. You are destroying my potential. But in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you, I bind you, I reject you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are free. You have no place here in my life. I hate you. You are my enemy. Reject that spirit. God's people need to be set free in these last days so we can be a part of the 144,000. Jesus said, who the Son set free, he will be free indeed. Remember, the Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk after the flesh. For the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination. Satan has strongholds on our lives, beloved. That's why the Holy Spirit cannot take over us 100%. The Holy Spirit may have your attention to go to church, read the Bible, pray, but certain things you don't want to give up is a demon. And we want to acknowledge these things. Some people may say, no, you're out of your mind. God said, my people, they are destroyed for lack of knowledge. I am doing this over my life. I am rejecting, I'm canceling, and destroying, beloved,
things that speak over me, beloved, things that in our life we do not know, beloved, we need to come to a knowledge and acknowledge these things and say, yes, when you go to a doctor, he check you up and say, hey, this is the cause. Sometimes you have arthritis. The arthritis may not be your fault. It could be a demon. And I say it could be our fault. But, beloved, we need to understand these things. You have to realize when Jesus was walking this earth, every time Jesus speak, every time Jesus preach, he casting out demons. How is it that, beloved, we don't believe in these things anymore? When Jesus was unhurt, beloved, people was suffering, were suffering. What about today? People are suffering like never before, all over the place. All over the place. Masturbation and all these things, that's a demon. The demon is in your hands. And if anybody, if you know your children is masturbating, that spirit is a, one of the highest witchcraft, beloved. The Bible speaks about it. We need to acknowledge these things. Demon in your hands, because you use your hands to do things that is not suffice, not convenient. Sorry, I'm using suffice. It is not acceptable to God. These are things that we need to acknowledge. Lust is a demon. We need to acknowledge these things. Call things by, call these demons by their right name. These are demons. Hunger is a demon. If you have hunger problem, beloved, and when you get hunger, you can't control yourself. That's a demon. And you need to get that demon in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The blood of Jesus Christ against you. No, my, beloved, when I come on this prayer line, I don't know if Sister Carla recognized my voice. I was down in the dump. Down. Said, Lord, what you want me to speak? Do you know the message I have for you? The man in the mirror. When you look into the mirror, what seest thou? Acknowledge these things and know these things, Advent Light. We are Christians. Why do you think Jesus said the children of this world, they are wiser than the children of light? We are lazy, beloved. And Satan wants to distract you. I tell you every week, beloved, if you are not into the word, woe unto you. The word of God is your protection. The word of God is your hammer, is your shield. The word of God is your shoes, your pants, your shirt, your skirt, your blouse, your glasses, whatever you want to put it. Spiritually look at it. Your glasses, if you are not living to the word, the enemy is going to grab you. Beloved, you need to stay in the word. When you stay in the word and apply these things, beloved, go with me to Deuteronomy. God pronounced blessing and there is curse, beloved. Look at this, beloved. God is sending me somewhere else. Look at Deuteronomy, beloved. We need to know this curse. All of these things because of rejection of spiritual laws and natural laws, beloved. Deuteronomy, I think, 28, the blessed book. Look at this, beloved. I'm teaching you some things. You wonder why I'm going through so much stress. It's a difficult time. Oh, I cannot get ahead. My children are disobedient. Because you may have a child of rebellion. And a lot of ladies, when you go to the doctor, you want to know what kind of baby you have, and you go to whatever, buy this thing, and you want to see if it's a boy and girl. Beloved, the church not teaching these things. And I didn't want to bring all these things to your Advent Light, but God, I don't know how God allowed me to bring this thing, but I'm talking to somebody. These things bring demons. When a mom pregnant with our child, and she said, I don't know what in the world I have this child for. Do you know that you just rejected that baby, and that baby going to come out of your womb with a spirit of rejection? Lord have mercy. All right. You may not believe me, but go to this book, beloved. Go with me to Deuteronomy. Father in heaven, we ask you to bless your word. Even though I'm stumbling upon my word, Lord, have mercy. Help me to calm down, slow down. Give me words to speak to your people, Lord. Touch my lips, touch my brain, in Jesus' name. The moment I'm talking to you, beloved, that spirit of gloominess left me, beloved, because I'm being talked, praying, and say, Lord, what is going on? What is going on with me? But, beloved, God is good. Amen. Look at Deuteronomy 28. We're reading blessings. We're going to focus on this book. This is a man in the mirror still. What face though? We want to know the blessing and the curse. Because it comes with curse, beloved. And it curses him a lot. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken. That word hearken means listen. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of who? The Lord, I what? God, to observe, to do all his commandments, which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high. What? No wonder you feel we are suffering. God want to what? Set us on what? High. Above what? All what? Nation. If you're above all nation, meaning you are important. You remember Israel? When every nation talk about Israel, their heart fainted. They're fearful, that nation. Conquer all these nations. Jericho. Egypt. People are afraid of these people. They were they also afraid of Israel, beloved. Balaam and Balak come together, want to curse the children of Israel. And what God do? Turn the blessing, the curse, into a blessing. But if we are not into the position walking with God, are you with me, beloved? Any witchcraft can come at you. Beloved, this book we are reading, beloved, every witchcraft can turn back. Turn back. Every negative people in these last days, be careful. Things that you're taking from people. Some people is not for you, beloved. They don't have you at their good interest. They want to tear you down. Be careful. Anybody that you are, you know that in Freemason, please do not be around them. Please do not buy from them. Please do not eat from them. Please do not take anything from them and bring it to your house. Anything that you take from a witchcraft or anyone in occult practice, everything become cursed, a curse in your life. And any family member that you have who in the Freemason, they put a curse on the whole family. And you need to renounce and reject and cancel all of these sins, these curses, I mean, over your life. You don't believe me? I'm coming with a study and to show you these things. I pray you hear, beloved. But let us come back again. We're reading the Bible. Verse 2, and all these things and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So what God say? All these what? Blessings. God blessing comes with a what? Condition. All right? Verse 3, blessed shall thou be in their city, wherever you are. Blessed shall thou be in the what? The field. Remember Joseph, give you an example. Remember Joseph and Joseph, because of Joseph's relationship with God, the king palace prosper. Verse 4, blessed shall be the fruit of thy what? Body. What is that? Your health. I want you to see this, beloved. So while God said, I will not put all of these diseases on you. Why these things come upon us, beloved? Disobedience. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy what? Body, our health. And the fruit of thy ground, whatever you have in your position. And the fruit of thy cattle. The fruit of thy cattle is going to do what? The increase of thy kin and the flock of thy sheep. Verse 5. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Nobody on this prayer line is supposed to be asking or begging bread. No one. Go ascertain the cause. Verse 6, blessed shall thou be when thou comest in, Lord have mercy, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. You are in violation. Verse 7, the Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee, what? Seven ways. Verse 8, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy sorrows. God what? Verse 8, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy what? Sorrows. Storehouses, whatever you have in your house. You have a business. You have your money. Say, you're going to pronounce a what? A blessing. Remember God come? Remember all of the sons come together. God have a meeting in heaven. I said, what do you think about my son, Job? Satan, see, you have blessings. and put an edge of protection around him and over his household. Listen, beloved, over his household. Listen what God says. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses. Satan say you have blessed his storehouse. And everything that he touched, you bless. Lord have mercy. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou steppest thine hand unto mercy. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandment of the Lord thy God, and will walk in his ways. So if we are walking in God's ways, God say what? These are the signs that will follow us. The blessings of the Lord will be upon us. Verse 11. Look at verse 11. The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods. What? The Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Verse 12. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Listen to this, beloved. It's like somebody opening up their treasure to you. Things that is very dear to them. Listen, the Lord, this is not a personal, the Lord, our Savior, our High Priest, the Lord shall open. God said, prove me this day. See, I will not open the windows of blessing. This is it, beloved. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure. Not only that, God said, I will give you the treasure, the dark secret of this world, beloved. That is hidden, the treasure. Listen now, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. God want to what? Bless everything that you touch, beloved. Blessing. Everything that you touch and give to somebody, blessing gonna follow. Lord have mercy. Listen to this, beloved. And in the fruit, no, what I'm reading, sorry. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not what? Borrow. This is the sign supposed to follow us of God's people. Verse 13. The Lord shall make, listen, the Lord shall make thee the head. When you are head, beloved, you give direction. You call the shot. When you are tail, you are a follower. How high should I jump? God never call us like that, beloved. God say, and the Lord shall make thee what? Head. But you say, man, this is for the children of Israel. Where are you going to need the Bible then? If this is for the children of Israel. This is for each and every one of us, beloved. God's blessing is conditional. Lord have mercy. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the what? The tail. And thou shalt be above only. Above what? Only. And thou shalt not be beneath. If thou shalt hearken, listen again, unto the voice, unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe. What does this word observe mean? Because we are talking about blessing, right? Now, look, keep a finger at there and go with me to Joshua. This is one of my books I love. This is I always see this blessing played out. So God said, which I command you this day to observe and to do them. So God said, we must what? If we observe to do these things and listening, God is saying that. It's just like a parent said, son, mother said, son, I'm going to work and I'm running late. You know, the plate need to wash. I need to tear out the trash and I need to sweep out the living room. Right?
And say, and mom called, my mother called him and said, all right, so, you know, I'm running late. Can you just cook some food? And, you know, you can cook some little rice and, you know, some cabbage, you know? Yes. Mother come back exhausted, tired and all these things. Nothing done. What would be the mother reaction? She's going to be hungry, right? Upset. What about God? Say the mother upset now and the son come out 5 minutes and say, mommy, can you give me $20? Let me run good on the road. You know, I need to put on this credit on this phone. I need to do an international call. Will the mother give his son that money? You don't disobey me. So, beloved, we can't be in disobedience and at the same time begging God for blessing. So God is saying, no, son, no daughter. You need to go back. Retrace your steps, your step, and come back. Not let me give you an example. When God said, if you have a heart with your brother, leave your gift at the altar and go make right to them and come back. In other words, God is saying that, listen, you are asking for this. You are praying and asking for my mercy. But this is the cost. I cannot bless you. Beloved, we have to understand when we come to spiritual things, God have legal rights and Satan have what? Legal rights. When you come accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you sign up for war. War. Kingdom of darkness and kingdom of light is fighting. The only way the demon can release you and let you go, when you accept and acknowledge the consequence of sins and disobedience, and now you make a hoping confession. So now when you're making a hoping confession, what is going on, beloved? The two kingdoms is at war right now, at that moment. Christ's kingdom and Satan's kingdom. Satan tried to fight for you, and Christ said, no. She made the confession. Satan, you don't have no more legal rights. In other words, let me give you an example. Moses make a mistake, and whatever, God give him an instruction. Say, listen, Moses, speak to the rock. Moses was hungry because of these rebellious children, and Moses strike the rock twice. He strike Christ, symbol of Jesus. So Moses, God said, because of this, Moses, you disobey me. Because of people, I tell you to do, I give you an instruction, you fail to do it. So Moses, so because of that, I have to put you to sleep. Not only that, you will not see the promised land. But not only that, Satan hold that mistake over Moses. But not knowing, Moses confessed that sin openly and also privately. So that's how when Christ, Michael, come back to resurrect Moses, who was at the tomb? Satan, accusing him. What Jesus said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. What is going on? Satan is accusing Moses of that sin. But Moses already confessed. So you have to realize, beloved, when there is generational curse in our family line, the demon have legal rights over you. Even though you are innocent, you do not know about these things. Your great-great-great-great-great-grandfather was in Freemasons. So Satan is trying to claim you so he can continue that ritual with you. But if you don't know, beloved, you're going to be in bondage, in captive. That's why Jesus said, for the Lord God have anointed me to preach the gospel and to set the captive free. And to bind up the brokenhearted. Because why? God's people, they are broken. They do not know, why am I struggling so much? Why am I having so much difficulty, Lord? Lord, I'm paying my tithe and offering. Lord, I'm praying and fasting. Lord, I'm not gossiping. I'm doing all of these things. But Lord, why am I struggling? We got to ascertain the cost now. Is it my great-great-great-grandparents used to do? What they used to do? You cannot trace. But no, you have to confess these sins. If you don't believe me, remember when Abraham then prayed. Let me give you two examples. Daniel was praying for the his people, but Daniel was praying, including himself, says the Lord, for we have sinned and our fathers. Holy, where are their forefathers? They're dead. So Daniel was praying and said, Lord, for we have transgressed your law. We have broken your covenant. So because of that, we bring curse upon ourselves. God said, bless if you keep my commandments and curse if you do not keep them.
So remember now, watch this. God don't pronounce no curse on nobody. Remember, God's word, it is living. Jesus said the words that I have spoken to you, they are life and they are what? Spirit. So when we go against what is living, which is spiritual, his word, when we've broken it, we bring a curse upon our what? Ourselves. But thank God for Jesus Christ. Jesus, who knew no sin, become what? Curse for us. So Jesus willing to take up that curse upon himself that is laid upon you and I in the family lineage, beloved. That's why now when you come into spiritual warfare, you come to the knowledge of generational curse and sexual curse, soul ties. When we used to sleep around and all of these things, whenever you sleep with a man and a woman, you have that soul of that person is attached to you, beloved. If they have a spirit of pride, spirit of one way or the other, you wonder, who is it that I'm starting to have hunger issue, pride issue? How people used to have these things? Because of the relationship. That's why God said we must not go into when a man join himself with all that, they become one flesh. The church not hearing these things anymore. We pray to talk about these things. We pray to talk about masturbation and all these things. When you do masturbation, beloved, you will never go ahead. Your child, beloved, whenever they try to do exam, their grade is poor. Check your daughter. Check your son. Vice. That's demon in their hands, beloved. If you are right, you have the power. You have to address that demon. You have to sit down and talk to your daughter. And the only way that son and daughter can get rid of that sin is only when they ate that sin. God will not release us until we ate the sin. Are you with me, beloved? I don't know who I'm talking to. But let us move on, beloved. Look at Joshua chapter 1, and we'll come back to Deuteronomy. The Bible says we must observe. I'm looking for this word, observe. Amen? Because God is talking about blessing. And we want to prosper in all of our ways. God don't call us. I'm not talking about this is not the prosperity gospel I'm giving you. Amen, beloved? You already know that. Amen? You know I'm giving you prosperity gospel. It says, you just run me off your phone. Amen? Listen now, beloved. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. What book? The word of God. This book shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein what? Day and what? Night. When you start meditate upon the word of God, no, God, the Holy Spirit, you must not even try to search him, because the Holy Spirit going to surface these sins. Whenever the Holy Spirit brings sins to you, he tries to say, repent of this. But Lord, what is this? He may be saying, the Holy Spirit may bring witchcraft. Where is this witchcraft coming? Why is this witchcraft coming to my mind? What is this, Lord, you try to tell me? I'm here, Lord. Here is your servant, your woman servant, your daughter is listening. And they let the Spirit speak. And the Spirit could say, your great-great-great-grandfather, how long is this, Lord? 75 years ago. How is this, Lord? How long? 200 years. 200 years? I don't have nothing. Listen, let me give you an example. Remember, watch this now. Let me show you how curse works. Remember Adam and Eve? So because of Adam and Eve's sin, right? Was disobedient. They died both what? Spiritually and what? Physically. So because of that consequence, it passed on to us, right? Amen? So now because of that, Jesus, God loves us so much that he sent his what? Only begotten what? Son. To die for us. So because God realized that we die what? Spiritually. And the only hope that God said that I can give back to my people because of transgression and rebellion and disobedience, I have to send myself, my son, one like God, Jesus Christ, the express image of God, who come to die in your place. Not only to die, beloved, there are some things in your life that Jesus tried to redeem, beloved. Notice you and I, we are the clay and the potter. When you are forming a jar, it takes time, beloved. It takes time to mold. You have to take sometimes some little patch and you have to go back and to reshape and to remold and to smooth down. This is a long time process that God has to do in your life. Because a lot of things in our life, a lot of people say, well, you know, when I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I'm all right. No, beloved. There is legal rights, spiritual legal rights, and also legal rights on God's side. And Satan's side. Are you with me, beloved? Remember when God called Abraham and he called the children of Israel and Moses, he said, take off the jewelry off you, these gods. Demon is attached to these things. So God said, take them away. Notice when they start to carry, we go to different country, whatever. Use Africa as well as an example, which is one of the highest places you can find witchcraft, black magic. Never you go to Africa and bring back no graven image or whatever. Because you do not know, especially these people pray for these things. You bring it in your house, hell broke loose. Children not acting up, husband want to divorce you, and all these things. What you have in your house? You're carrying a sign with a sun god on it, with some pyramids, and all of these things. Beloved, these are demons that you bring in your house. And whenever you bring these, you remove these things, they are cursed things. The chaos and all of these things, doors stop open, fridge stop open, lights stop turning on. These are the things that God's people don't know. And we are broken. People are committing suicide over these things, beloved. We need to ask God's people need to know these things. Is there an accursed thing in your life? Something you could have in your position that caused you not to get ahead. What is it? Do you have witchcraft book in your house? Well, you see, my brother, I can't get rid of it. You know, it's too expensive. I pray thousands of dollars. How much your soul worth then? Is it worth it? Perfumes. Realize that they have a nice perfume, beloved. I have it so many years. But I realize that these perfumes, they make these perfumes of a demon name. Or that demon name. And demon also attach it to these things. Do you know that, beloved, they can have some demon. And you can have an ugly man out there. Though no woman that is looking at him and all these things. He put on some perfume. And all of a sudden, cologne. And all of a sudden, all these women say, oh, you're nice. Want to rub them in soul and all this. What is going on? It's a demon, beloved. But you're telling God's people, my brother, you're speaking of, you are the wall. Advent light. You are getting some revelation from heaven. These things we need to know. We need to know, beloved. As we wrapping up, beloved, let us go back to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 28. We are coming to a close, beloved. We're coming to a close. Warfare prayers, beloved. We need to know what is warfare prayer. And I get acquainted. Educate yourself on warfare prayers. And I'm telling you, these things can break. Jesus gives you and I the power. We need to use the power. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 15, quickly. Deuteronomy 28:15, but it shall come to pass, if thou will not hearken. Notice that word. In the blessing, God said, and if you will hearken. So God is saying, if you listen to my words, if you follow my instruction, if you follow my counsel, my rules and regulation, you will be blessed. And he said, no, listen to that word, hearken. And he said, but it shall come to pass, if thou will not. Oh, me, that's our ancestors. Disobey God. You remember the children of Israel? Disobey God. Do you know that a man of God also is called to bless and also curse? Do you remember Jacob's son? He bring blessing and curse. Do you remember when Jesus cursed the fig tree? And the next day the disciples see the fig tree. It's a symbol of the Jew. Jesus said, no one shall eat of you. In other words, do you know that this is spiritual? Jesus is saying that no one will go back to the Jewish nation to get the word from them. Not only that, so because of that, they rejected Christ from the Jewish nation, go to the Gentiles. Now that's why now you and I have the privilege to hear the gospel. Jesus said, no one else will eat from you. How about us today? Beloved, these things, they're real. They are real, beloved. They are real. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses, Lord have mercy, shall come on thee and overtake thee. Curse, blessing, flip. This is a flip side. The blessing, and you see the curse now, right? If you are obedient, you will be blessed. Curse, if you are disobedient, curse. Verse 16, as we come into a close. Verse 16 now. Curse shall thou be in the city. Lord have mercy. Can't get ahead. Financial issue. Money issue. Health issue. Thou shall thou be in the field. Verse 17. Thou shall be thy basket and thy store. Lord have mercy. Can't have enough. Thou shall be the fruit of thy body. Sickness. Disease. And the fruit of thy land. And the increase of thy kin. Can't get no increase. Can't get no promotion. And the flock of thy sheep. Verse 19. Cursed shall thou be when thou comest in. Lord have mercy. Every time I buy a new car, the car just a crash. Car just a breakdown. Lord have mercy. What is going on? Cursed shall be when thou comest in. And cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. Verse 20. The Lord shall send upon thee cursing, vexation. Lord have mercy. Stop, beloved. Let us. Vexation. Beloved, when we are going through hardship and we have sickness and all of these things, do you know that you are, it brings vexation? Cause you to vex? Mad, upset, perplexed. What is going on with me? You're crying. But God's blessing is conditional. We need to know these things, Advent life. Somebody will go home with something. I pray that somebody will say, Lord, something stood out to me. And this makes sense what this brother said. I pray that you don't hear me, but you hear what heaven is trying to say to you. Amen? Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. And Lord, if we have the spirit, you know what? Lord, all of us have the spirit of rebellion. Lord, we bind up the spirit of rebellion this evening, on this Vesper day, on your holy Sabbath day. We bind up the spirit of hardness, Lord. Hard. You say, if we hear your voice, harden not your heart, our heart. So, Lord, we come against this spirit of rebellion, spirit of laziness, spirit of indifference for God. That's holding us captive. Having this curse holding over us, oh God, of even our children and grandchildren are passed down from our family. We renounce and we reject and we cancel all of these sins that over us from down, all the way down from our ancestors, Lord. And I'm asking you to set your people free. We thank you so much, Lord Jesus, because you set us free when you die on Calvary Cross, because you become that curse for us. And we acknowledge these sins that passed down to our family. And we break these curses. We break these altar down. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sorry, I was on mute. Thank you, Brother Ricardo. What a profound message. I thank the Lord for lifting your spirit. Yes, I wasn't sure, you know, I did hear something in your voice. Wasn't sure, but I thank the Lord for lifting your spirit, because once you feed the living word to others, you yourself will become refreshed and receive a blessing of the Lord. So thank you again for sharing with us this evening. May you continue to trust the Lord, each and every one of you, my brothers and sisters. And we also go back and read Deuteronomy, you know, chapter 27, chapter 28, because these curses are real, and we have to pray over our family. And we have to break these curses. It ends with us. Amen. So that was a word message in due season, my brother. And thank you again. May God continue to bless you and to keep you and provide for you all the necessity in life and to hold you up with his right hand. As in Psalms 119, verse 27 says that, Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandment. So when we, you know, do wrong, we go from the Lord's commandment, we are cursed, and, you know, we're going to be rebuked. So let us continue to press forward, continue to trust in the Lord, continue to be faithful no matter what. Whether we live or die, we are the Lord. So let us stand brave with our face to the foe, brothers and sisters, and Christ will see us through. He will bless us and protect us. Kind and loving Father, we thank you again for Brother Ricardo. May you continue to bless him, put a hedge of protection around him, Lord, that he can continue to minister to others, even ourselves. Help us, forgive us where we have failed and come short. We bind those evil spirit in the name of Jesus, the curse that has put upon us unknowingly or because of our own doing unknowingly. But we ask that you will remove them in the name of Jesus. We surrender all to you, kind and loving Father. Touch us right now. Forgive us. Help us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Again, thank you, brothers and sisters. Happy Sabbath to you and your family. May the Lord truly bless you, and may he watch between you and me. Jesus loves you. Thank you.